Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for predictions.
Over, bet the over. Vikings in the over, over.
John, did you get your water bottle taken away?
Wolverines in the over, over.
I knew it. I even asked the lady twice at the, because here you don't just grab your own, they serve it to you. And I said, well, don't I need some of those cups? And she said, no. I said, are you sure? She said, no. I said, are you sure? She said, no. And then literally two of the Gestapo came over and absconded my
bottle. Designated Hitler.
Sad.
Yep.
I was going to say,
yep.
I thought when we were going to break, I thought I saw some lady come by and confiscate your stuff.
Yep. I was worried they were coming over here going, you're not broadcasting live, are you?
Hey, you are. Just open up a new browser window so they can't see the video. And you'll
Ooh, that's true.
You'll be totally fine.
Browser
window.
Like,
March Madness boss button back in the day?
You
would do that. So, yeah, just do that, John. You'll be totally okay. Also, real quick, before we do predictions.
Nightclub's going on, by the way.
I heard the music in the background. They must use that same NCAA music at all their events. Because I was like, the College World Series. I'm walking to my car so I can go home right now.
It's literally the same feature where they show all the NCAA championships.
All right, prediction time. Last week, I don't remember what happened, but John is in the lead. I have a horrible record, and Nick is right there in the middle. John is the only
Robbie
one.
Robbie has a box now.
And Robbie has his own box.
Yeah,
we still
I
haven't added up all of his scores. I apologize to that, Robbie. Let's get
Rude.
To it.
Congrats on the box, though.
Thank you.
We'll begin with...
Not as many boxes as Nick.
Two of tonight's games. We'll save Creighton for later. Which game are we not picking, John? We're not picking the...
Well, we're not doing this game because it was starting...
Oh, that's why.
Yeah,
so we're not doing the first game.
I mean, I guess we could.
All right,
hasn't started
let's
yet.
Throw it in there. Yeah, it's just
all
about
right.
to start. What is
so
Bama,
what's
six
it,
and a half?
I believe. I don't know.
All right, let me check. On the FanDuel Sportsbook, FanDuel.com/1620, 6.5 points. 6.5. Bama minus six
right.
and a half. Roll
I'm gonna
Tide.
Roll Tide.
This is Wish Fulfillment, SDSU.
All right.
Roll Tide.
All right, so the Tide boys. All right, let's get to the other games coming up tonight. Miami, 7.5-point dogs versus Houston, as Houston now 2 wins away from a Final Four in their home city. Robbie Lula.
I'm going to take Miami to cover, not to win.
I'm going to go Planet Houston.
I'm going to go with Robbie. I like Houston to win, but the Canes cover.
Give me Houston.
All right, there we go. And then the last game, not counting Creighton, which we will save for last, Xavier, 4.5-point dogs versus Texas. This Texas team continues to impress me, just given all the crap that they've had to deal with, that they've made it to the Sweet 16, that they're playing some good basketball. That said, I like Xavier to win the game outright. The wrong team is favored.
I was just going to say that. The wrong team is favored. Musketeers to the Elite Eight.
I'm going to agree on Xavier as the pick, but I think this could be the snug one of the night, the Gonzaga. Yeah, Nick, they may just change our cups. I think this could be the Gonzaga-UCLA game of the night. Would not surprise me if Texas won by 2 or 3, but I'll take Xavier in the points.
Call me BJ Novak from last night's movie, Texas.
All right. To the Elite Eight games that we know of, and we do have lines for these, FAU, their first ever Elite Eight.
Hey, FAU, man.
Only their second.
Watch it.
Nice. Isn't this only their second ever NCAA tournament appearance?
Yes.
Kansas State has not been to the Final Four since John was 15 years old in 1964.
Taking baths in his mom's house.
FAU.
With the family rag.
With the family rag. FAU plus 1.5. I like the Wildcats. E-Maw. Give me Kansas State.
Yeah, I've got K-State to cover.
The wrong team is favored.
Whoa!
FAU.
Man, I want to go FAU. They are really playing good right now. But, and K-State.
All right, so all of us except for Nick go with K-State. UConn, 2.5-point favorites. Sorry, I'm messing with the thing. My internet got all screwy. UConn, 2.5-point favorites versus Gonzaga. Gonzaga looking for their what, second Final Four in the last three seasons. Mm-hmm. UConn looking to get back for the first time since they won it all back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember right, yep. UConn, 2.5-point favorites. Robbie?
I've got UConn. They're playing great basketball right now.
Mm. Nick?
Ditto.
Oh, wow.
Remember when that kid died in Thrones?
Yep.
It's because he zigged instead of zagged. Let me Gonzaga.
The good take, boys. Go Zags! Back to the Final Four.
I think UConn is too deep, and they're playing too well right now, and I think that game the other night probably took a little out of Gonzaga. I'm picking UConn until someone can beat them.
That UConn, they're so hot right now.
Will any Elite Eight game go into overtime? I wonder who put this prop in there.
Jeez. No.
No. Yes.
I say no.
No.
Yes.
No.
All right,
no.
Cool. Thanks for the free point,
no.
Everybody. All right, John, what is this, the COTA?
Circuit of the Americas. It's a Formula One track that NASCAR uses.
Oh, wow.
Well, I put it in there because I know how much Ravi loves NASCAR.
So which one is this? There's so many things on here.
I only see one NASCAR race.
Is it the Echo Park Automotive
Grand Prix?
Grand Prix.
Grand Prix.
Grand Prix.
Nick?
Give me Jenson Button.
Oh,
Formula
come
One.
On. He's not going to win.
He's in a road course, John, that he's raced with Formula One
Whatever.
Champion Jenson Button.
10,000.
Good Lord, Nick.
Marty Trucks. And I thought Kimi Raikkonen was supposed to be here. I don't see his... Oh, Kimi Raikkonen.
Oh, you are such a homer.
Two Formula One boy. They have experience at this track, John, and they're going to kick ass.
Like, all you right, have experience, here, Nick.
Here's the actual winner. It's going to be either... Tyler Reddick, AJ Allmendinger, or I'm going to go Ryan Blaney.
Allmendinger, I hardly know her.
Hey-o.
All right, I'm going to go with the, because it's an F1 track, I'm going to go with the names that sound most European to me.
Oh, perfect.
Daniel Suarez, Spain.
Yep.
Martin Truex Jr.
Nice.
Marty Trucks.
And I'm going to go with Corey Lajole.
You picked, there's two Formula One racers right there.
I said I wanted the most European sounding racer.
But how's Kimi Raikkonen not sound European?
Button doesn't sound European at all.
No. Yeah.
More like Benjamin.
Oh, my name is Button.
give me Ross. Don't call me Jessica Chastain. Give me Kyle Larson and give me Tyler Reddick. And now we move on from NASCAR.
Thank God.
Nick?
Yes.
Play the music.
There's a drive. Way back. It might be. It could be. And
La Liga.
La Liga. That's Spanish for the Liga.
La Liga.
Predictions from La Liga.
Well, you got your Cadillac versus the Seville, which doesn't make any sense because Cadillac used to make the Seville.
Boo-hoo. Oh.
You got Cadiz and Sevilla.
Sevilla.
Whatever. Sevilla for the win.
Draw!
I'm going.
What are you drawing?
Cadiz.
Sevilla.
All right. And that's La Liga. One game from the women's tournament, and this one starts, I believe, in an hour. This is Colorado +5.5 versus Iowa, like the most watched team right now, it seems.
Yeah.
Like every time they're on TV, I'm not a TV ratings guy, but they get huge.
Big TV ratings guy, Josh.
They get huge numbers. I'm going with the team 4 hours to our east. Give me the Iowa Hawkeyes to win and cover.
Wow, Iowa homer.
Yeah,
just here.
Caitlin Clark forever. Iowa.
She's really good. People forget.
Iowa.
John?
Hmm.
You going to be a hippie and go with the weed smokers?
You know what? Colorado was a winning place last week. Give me the Buffs because they're going to be inspired by Coach Prime.
Wow. This one's for Coach Prime.
That seems
this
unrelated,
one's
but okay.
For Coach Prime.
That'd be hilarious. We're all Louie. To the NBA we go. The KD-less Suns on the road. What do they say, Ravi? Light the beam.
Light the beam.
Light the beam. What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right.
There's a beam.
Lord of the Rings
There's literally
thing?
Some kind of a beam in the building.
And
they
light it?
Yeah.
All right. The Kings on their way to like the playoffs for the first time in.
Yeah, like as a two seed.
Yeah, in a long, long time. Suns +4.5 at Sacramento. Sacramento on a Friday night. You can't expect to go into Sacramento on a Friday night and get a victory. Give me the Kings.
Light the beam.
Light the beam, John.
Lighten the beam.
Wow, the beam boys.
Fine. Kings across the board.
All right. We are
four kings. You get four kings. That's a good hand. Good hand.
Man, you get a couple more, and it's season two of Game of Thrones.
Hey-o.
Our other NBA game, the Sixers, 5.5-point dogs at the Warriors, who won in controversial fashion, Robbie, on Wednesday.
Didn't seem like a controversy to me. Anytime the Warriors win. Warriors are at home, so I'm going with the Warriors.
Sixers cover, Warriors win.
Warriors.
I think I'm going to go with Josh on this one. I think Sixers cover, but Warriors win.
Smart boys. It's so weird. John is like in the future. I don't know what's happening, but I hear cheering. And
well,
I look
okay.
Over. Is it still 3-2?
Well, no, it's 6-3.
Oh, wow.
Should we put a clock on it here to see how far ahead I am?
Yeah, that
from
works.
Real time. All right, we're at a clock stoppage right now. Hold on. They're checking someone in. We're at a clock stoppage at 16:57.
Oh, my gosh. You're probably a good minute ahead of us then, because we're at 17:28 right now.
Yeah.
Wow, you are way ahead of us in the future. An NHL game for some reason. The Devils and Sabres. Nick, where are the Sabres located?
I don't know.
NFL team that you hate, that maybe upset you twice at the end of the season.
Oh, are they New York?
State.
Buffalo.
Bingo.
There it is.
The Sabres versus the Devils. Call me Putty because I'm going with the Devils.
My mom would be upset if I went with the Devils, so
nice.
Sabres.
John?
Sabres.
El Diablos.
All right, so two of us are Devils. And then a couple props before we get to the game itself. Baylor Shireman. So I went on FanDuel, promo code 1620 or fanduel.com/1620.
Nice.
And they had props on Shireman to make two threes, and that had minus juice. To make three threes, that had plus juice. So we set it right in the middle. John Bishop, over under 2.5 made threes.
I mean, he's literally been on two made threes in each of the first two games of this tournament. Now, it's come on a lot of shots.
Yep.
I'm going to roll the dice here and say tonight will be a Baylor night. I'll take the over.
Nick?
Over.
Robbie?
Over for me as well.
Wow. All right. That is four across the board, so congrats to the underbetters. Who will lead Creighton in scoring? Look, I'm just going to go off my last answer. I think that tonight's time is Shireman. I think the Baylor is going to have a really good game. I think he is going to be more of a hot shooter tonight, more of an efficient shooter tonight. He gets into the 20s. Baylor Shireman leads away for Creighton.
We've been waiting for a Trey Alexander game. It's a Trey Alexander game today.
I also like Baylor.
All right.
A lot.
It really depends on how effective Kalkbrenner is in staying out there when they go small, or if he is uber efficient. Now, they will trap the post a lot tonight. I think that could be problematic at times. So I'm going to lean away from Kalkbrenner tonight. I'm going to go with the other Ryan. I think Ryan Nemhard is playing really, really well right now. Give me R2.
All right. And then finally, Creighton, 9.5-point favorites versus Princeton. 40 minutes away from their first ever Elite Eight, or at least first one in the modern tournament era. Nick, who wins? Who covers?
I think Creighton wins, but I think Princeton will cover.
Me? Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Nick here. I think stylistically, Princeton, they are built to keep games close, so I'm going to say Creighton wins, but Princeton covers.
There's a reason they're a 15 seed. Their magic runs out. They're a Cinderella no more, pumpkin, all that stuff. I think Creighton's going to win, and I think Creighton's going to win fairly comfortably tonight.
Creighton has been a great free throw shooting team, and I think it will. I think it'll be fairly snug throughout, but the Jays pull away by making their throws. I'll take the Jays to cover with the late cover.
All right, so that is predictions. John, are you still going to be here for content? Or you got to go?
I can be. I mean, we're at 15:48. We're at a TV timeout at 6:05 San Diego State.
Perfect. All right, we'll get to some unsportsmanlike content when we return, as we count you down to Blue Jay Shootaround with Robbie Lula, who will then count you down to pregame with John Bishop and Nick Baugh.
Hey, that's him.
And then they'll count you down to the game.
Yep.
There you go. All that still to come here on 1620 The Zone. But first, Josh and John here for the FanDuel Sportsbook, and we just gave you all of our picks for the games coming up this weekend. And if you are a new customer, you can get a no-sweat first bet for up to $1,000. That means up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if that first bet does not win. All you got to do right now is go to FanDuel.com/1620, sign up, and claim that no-sweat first bet. John, that would have come in very handy for me last night with my four-teamer as Tennessee let me down. But with FanDuel, not to mention their parlay insurance, I would have been okay. FanDuel.com/1620.
Yeah, there's some good ones tonight, but I do think that the favorites in three of the four games have the advantage. Bama, even though they are trailing right now, Houston, and the Blue Jays. But no matter what you do, don't forget that no sweat first bet. Just go to FanDuel.com/1620. Sign up today to claim that no-sweat first bet. That's up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if that first bet doesn't win. So get in there right now. Don't miss your shot at a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. The promo code, again, is FanDuel.com/1620 at sign up. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.